Today I want to talk about 6 ways to improve search engine ranking in under 1 hour. I know it sounds impossible, but when I think of all the things I do to improve a client's search engine ranking, it's enough to make a non-SEO and non-geek's head spin. It all gets so complicated and geeky that there should be no wonder why many SEOs will not shake your hand unless there's money in it. Today I want to offer you a fast, free, and easy to understand list of actions that you can take right now to improve your search engine ranking in under 1 hour. I don't mean an hour per day, an hour per week, or an hour each month. 1 hour, that's it. Then you can go back to doing things you enjoy. I even broke these steps down for you in maximum increments of 10 to 20 minutes, but none of them should take you that long to complete. That is, unless you don't want to take my word for it and you need to do a whole bunch of extra research to see if I just made all this up to trick you. This is not intended to be an all-inclusive list of SEO tricks and tips to put the SEO industry out of business. I still want to earn a living after all, and besides, I'm going to have something to blog about tomorrow. This is just 60 minutes we're talking about here, so 60 minutes that will count though. So here it is, a list of 6 ways to improve your search engine ranking in under 1 hour. Better yet, it will only take you a few minutes to read this or to listen to this podcast. Improve search engine ranking minutes 1 through 10, LinkedIn links. Add a link to your website on LinkedIn. LinkedIn can provide valuable links, link relevance to your website that search engines will recognize. If you don't have a LinkedIn profile set up, set one up right now. It'll take less than 10 minutes and it'll be worth it. It is simple, and even if a squillion people don't see it, search engines will, and they'll follow the link to your website, thus improving your authority with search engines. This goes for many other social networking sites as well, but the clock is ticking and we only have an hour to get through this list. If you already have a LinkedIn profile and you have your link on your profile, that's great. You're not off the hook though. Update your LinkedIn status with a link to a compelling page of your website that others maybe didn't see yet and that search engines maybe didn't see yet. You can automate the process with a service such as ping.fm or others, which offer updating of multiple services. That way you can update each of your social networks with the latest content from your website, unless you're ashamed of it and you want to keep it a secret, but you're not looking at an SEO article to keep it a secret. So let's get to work on this. Now, improving search engine ranking minutes 11 through 20, Google profile links. Add a link to your website from your Google profile. If you don't already have one, it's very simple to set up, and the value of the links on a Google profile are fantastic. They may not look very fancy, but Google profiles are a good place to be sure your links are present. You may add multiple links, and I suggest adding some of your top priority links that you want people or search engines to notice, including some of your social media and social networking sites. In case you're not familiar, I've added a link to my Google profile so you can see what that looks like on the blog. Setting up a Google account is fast and offers many other tools, but we're keeping this under an hour. Clock's ticking. Now, next step of improving search engine ranking, minutes 21 through 30, link to your social media profiles. Creating links to your social media profiles from your website is important. This not only allows others to communicate with you more closely, it will add link relevance to your social media profiles, which already should link back to you. You may think that social media profiles all come with pre-built link authority because they're on these important websites, but it's not entirely true. Linking to them will boost their link relevance, and when they link back to you, the wonderful circle is complete. Don't worry, it doesn't need to be as elaborate as my list of social networks, but your website should link to some of your most important and most used social networks, and they should link back to you. Now, improving search engine ranking minutes 31 through 50, XML sitemaps. Okay, this is going to get just a little bit geeky, but if you create your XML sitemaps, it's very important. Since I want to keep non-geeks from going googly-eyed and falling asleep, I want to explain that it's a lot easier than it sounds, and it is very important to help search engines index the contents of your website. XML sitemaps are not the kind of sitemap that people use to find their way on your site. They're a kind of sitemap which is used only by search engines or by computers indexing your site. If you have a WordPress blog, as millions of people do, simply add the massively popular Google XML Sitemaps plugin to your blog. It's a free plugin, but it's definitely worth a donation to Arnie, the creator of it, for his efforts and your time saved. I don't know the guy, but I think I donated a decent little amount to him. You don't have to, though, but I'm sure he'd love it. Roughly 3.8 million people have downloaded this plugin, so don't be silly and say that it's way too hard to use. If you don't have an XML sitemap because your antiquated website just doesn't create the sitemaps for you automatically, then use an online sitemap generator. I've included a link to sitemap generators on the blog post to crawl your site and create one for you. Once it's created, you simply upload it to your website and then add it to your Google Webmaster Tools. Yes, you already have this because you have a Google account. You're paying attention in minutes 11 through 20 above, right? Great, then you already have a Google account and you can follow the simple directions from Google about creating and submitting your XML sitemaps. I've included a link to that as well. Seriously, I gave you 20 minutes for this one just in case. The clock is ticking and you can do this. Improve search engine rankings minutes 51 through 55. Feed burner feeds. This assumes that you already have an existing RSS feed. But even if you don't, you can create RSS feeds and still get a lot done within this hour. Create a feed burner feed and don't skip this part because it's a big one, but it's really quick. It'll only take a tiny little bit of your time, but it is extremely valuable. You can create a feed burner feed by clicking on the link on this blog post and just look for burn a feed right this instant and enter the link to your feed. Usually something like http://awebguy.com/feed. The links from a feed burner feed are quite valuable. And if you have great information to share, odds are good that you will also benefit by having people subscribe to your feed. You can see my feed burner feed on awebguide.com to see what the feed burner feed looks like. It also allows users to subscribe by email or RSS or many other different types of readers. And there are many feed burner options that you can tweak later. In fact, every email subscription form on my blog is an actual feed burner subscription form. We're going to keep this under an hour, so for now, let's just be excited that you will have those awesome links pointing back to your site from feed burner. Improve search engine ranking minutes 56 through 60. Blog comments. You just have 4 minutes left, so let's make sure that we make these count in a big way. I want to preface this by saying that you should never, under any circumstances, spam a blog comment form. It is a huge point of contention among bloggers, and it's very rude to the blog owner. At the same time, it is not only very acceptable, but also appreciated by bloggers, me included, when readers leave their productive or considerate comments. It doesn't have to be a perfectly crafted work of art, but it should be relevant to the article. You may be shocked to know the value of your comments on a reputable and popular blog. When you add your URL, your web address, where it's asked for in a blog comment form, it creates a link. Somehow, between absurd rumors that nofollow links don't provide great value in search engines, and of course people's hurry-up, scan-and-click way of internet life, the tremendous link value of a blog comment is often overlooked. Although I would discourage focusing on blog commenting as a cornerstone tactic in your SEO efforts, adding your comment to a blog post can greatly increase your website link authority over time. Doubt me if you like, but you've been here this long, and there's surely a good reason you found this article. This blog has significant link authority, so if you comment with courtesy to my blog and to my readers, your link will be right here for search engines and people alike to follow. Improve search engine ranking bonus minutes, content sharing. If you finish the list early, the next big step would be to create some website content that is worth sharing with others on social media and social bookmarking sites. When people share a link to your website because you provided something useful to them or they think will be useful to others, it is extremely valuable to your search engine ranking. I'm winking at you now, can you see? If you like this article, share it with others. I'm sure it's bound to help somebody, but this is just a short less than an hour way that you can improve your website ranking. Other things you can do, and this is maybe another article coming up, cleverly created titles of your web pages that include the right keywords. But that's another story. I'll look forward to your comments and hopefully have some good information coming for you again tomorrow. Have a great day.